plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
City Spell Show.
It is your Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, with your hosts, with the mosts, that's how they say that, Teresa, Savina, Leticia, and we have Lisa, Lee, Felicia, and me. Woo!
Wow, I love my new magical name.
You just got Crone, so it would only make sense.
Oh, okay, Leticia.
Leticia, Teresa.
And Ashley, Elizabeth, Ian,
Schmein. Now they're going to stop.
You're like royalty.
I am.
Do you realize that?
No.
I chose that on purpose. For all of you out there who don't know, Ashley's royalty.
But I'm not. But continue.
But she is. Because she has 4 names.
I really do.
I gave her 2 middle names.
Yeah.
So.
People ask me if my middle name... Okay, my full name is Ashley Elizabeth Ian. Ian is my second middle name. They asked me if you name me after Ayn Rand. Isn't that atrocious?
Well, here's the funny story behind that. Okay,
you
so...
You were!
What?
I named you after my sister Kira Ian, who is named after Ayn Rand.
Oh, well, it's not the same then.
Okay.
Because you weren't, like, a person who upheld those...
No.
You.
But I held Sister Kira.
Yeah, there we go.
But anyways, so you're listening to the City Spell Show.
Rants. Sorry, rants.
So we have a little announcement to make, which is going to make some people sad.
But you'll be fine.
But you'll be fine. Ashley, our little angel face, who we adore so much, she is going to be leaving our show. Not on a permanent basis. She is going to come back and guest host, but... She is busy, you know, with
busier
her career.
H-E-L-L.
She's busy with her career. She's going to get ready to start planning a wedding.
And moving.
She's buying a house. Mm-hmm. So she's a little bit busy. So she is going to come back and guest host. But from now on, after today, it will be the City Spell Show with Lisa and Teresa, or Teresa and the Lisa.
Teresa. Oh, no. Teresa and Lisa.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it would have been funnier if it was Teresa and Ashley, because you could have said it was the TNA show.
That's true.
I don't get it.
That's because you're young.
Oh.
You're actually absolutely right. So, T, how about it? The City Spell Show with Teresa and Lisa.
How about Lisa and Teresa?
You should call it Trelisa.
With Trelisa.
I love that.
There's crickets.
Cricket.
I'm rubbing my legs together. Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm dealing with a bunch of crones here.
Yes, you are.
And damn proud of it. Crown. You what?
I showed her my crown.
Oh my god.
Dude, I loved it. It's adorable. It just fits her.
It's so fun.
And you should have been there to see the look on her face when they presented it to her.
Did she squeal?
She did. I think she peed herself just a little bit.
Just a little. Not a lot. Just a
just
little.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
That was, I walked through the door and she's like, I need to show you something. And
it
was
the
crown.
Did I say it like that?
I need to show you something.
Did I say it like that? Okay. I need to show you something.
Oh, is that one of our guest hosts, Megan? Welcome.
Oh, God. So when we were at the Croning or at the Goddess Retreat, we met the most amazing people. And I can tell that they're going to be lifelong friends because they're just amazing people. Totally love them. But they pretended like you were still there, which I thought was really cool. You still participated even though you were only there in spirit. And they talked about you. They did stuff on your behalf. We interviewed them.
Mm-hmm.
And I made up some jokes about you, about how I was doing this for fertility for you. And they were all like laughing.
And they were like, heck yeah.
I know. But so you were very much a part of everything.
Thank you.
So T and I did your arts and crafts.
Okay.
T's are good.
Okay.
Mine, not so much, but.
Do not lie. Do stop your freaking lying.
I'm not lying.
She's not lying.
So
she is not.
Exactly. I am not. See?
The thing she made for you is awesome.
Okay.
Balls.
We're done now. Okay. So Ashley, this is a sweetening jar.
What does that mean?
T, you want to explain what it is?
That is like an old ancient crap with spell thing. See, now my brain is going and you put your intention in there with all that sweet yumminess and it just, oh, and there.
What?
Okay, so it's got to have an odd number of things in it. Now,
yes.
An odd could be like a type of herb, a stone, the sweetening thing, the actual intention that's in there. It just has to be an odd number.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got 5 different things in here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the joke that this was for fertility, but it is not.
Because you would die.
Because
there
I'm
would
not ready for Nana yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is to help you get your new job.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Where do I put it?
You burn a candle on top of it.
Oh, you do? And then what?
Oh, first of all, you gotta seal it with the candle. I didn't want to do it because we're still in retrograde.
Oh, yeah. Are we still now?
No.
No. I did mine last night during the super moon.
And tonight is still considered a full moon because it's 3 days after and 3 days before. So we are golden.
And you know what the hardest part of doing that jar was? Is when you have to write on that piece of paper in one steady line without lifting your pencil 3 times in a row what your intention is, without lifting that pencil in script. And, oh, my gosh, that's hard to do.
That really was hard to do.
Did you write in cursive?
Yes.
Okay.
But I gave you the red top. Because it matches your hair.
Thank you. Should I do a red candle then?
If you want.
Do I like put the smoke around it or what?
No,
or
you
the
just
wax?
Light it. Yeah, put the wax around it to seal it.
How do you do that?
Just drip it on there. Oh. And then when you get what you want, we're going to throw it in the river or bury it.
And you have to burn your candle on there every day. Burn a candle.
Okay.
Yeah. And Teresa made this for you. Isn't it pretty?
Oh my God, that's so pretty.
Notice the
holy
peacock
shit.
Colors.
Oh, you did that on purpose.
Ashley's wedding are going to be peacock colors.
Me, hopefully.
And I will tell you, your mother spent 45 minutes picking out the beads.
Really?
And she picked out probably like 40 beads. And you don't put like 40 beads on a dream catcher.
This is so cool. It's a dream catcher.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Is this a real feather?
It is.
Holy shit. That's crazy. I've never touched one. Does it have bugs?
Does it have bugs?
She sounds like a virgin.
Where do I hang this?
Over your bed.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where I hang it?
No.
Cool. This is so cool! Mom, this is really artistic. Teresa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't say mom. She did it. I didn't.
I feel like you've been around the block before with this.
She's talking
to
you.
Baby.
I love this. Thank you so much. What is the
dragonfly. Oh, Ashley's having an epiphany.
Did she pass out? She's not talking. Oh, my God. Call 911. Clear.
No.
Boom, boom.
This is so crazy.
Why is it crazy?
Because yesterday I was sitting outside and I was just like hanging out, feeling the breeze in my hair. And I was like watching this dragonfly and it came up and just sat on me, on my leg.
And you didn't do this?
No. I freaked out and fluttered my legs. But it's just like, it's so weird. Two dragonflies.
I'm in your head.
Wait, what?
I'm in your head.
Yeah, you are in my head. What does that mean? Cool.
Dragonflies might be your thing.
Does that mean my dreams will come true?
Transformation.
On this?
Yes.
Sweet! Cool. Sorry. Random. I'm so sorry. That was random. But I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
She did a really good job on that. And she took very good care. She did a good job. We can talk about how much effort she put into it, intention she put into it after the show when people don't care.
Okay.
And then the next thing that we did was we made wands.
Look at these colors.
Okay, she's not even paying attention now.
Look at that color. It's crazy.
She's like you with the sparkly crown.
Ooh. Yeah. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So the next thing I did was wands.
Okay.
And I knew that you were not going to want to do a wand. Because that's just not your thing.
No. You know me so well.
I gave birth. So I did a talking stick instead.
What does that mean?
And underneath here is symbols all for communication and stuff for you, between you and Craig.
Oh my God, I need this, like, now.
If anything, you can break it over his head.
I know. That's what I need it for.
See, you just got to look at him and say, the only one that can talk right now is the one holding this motherfucking stick, and I ain't letting it go, asshole.
Is that how your relationship works?
That's right, baby. Only I don't need a stick.
Thank you. Where do I put this? Me?
Do you really want me to answer that?
I'm trying to fly here.
There you go.
Cool. So I talk now. They don't talk later.
That's right.
It's actually
only it doesn't work on your mother and me.
No.
Is this really a wand in hiding?
It is.
Okay.
But there's all the symbols hidden underneath.
That is so awesome.
And I did have a sparkly thing on there just because I like sparkles, but it fell off.
Look at you. You did my favorite colors and everything. You guys are so sweet. Thank you so much. Like, when I bring this in the house, Craig's going to be confused. But I'll say.
It came from my mom and T.
Yeah.
What do you expect, the loser wackadoo women?
I love it. Thank you.
You're ever so welcome, darling.
Oh. So, T, what did you do the last week?
Holy crap, not a thing. Well, other than having to move furniture, which I might add, our old couch was like 7 feet long and 6,000 pounds. And the only way you can get it out of our house is through the sliding glass door. And there's a XL meter sitting right there. So there's no steps. You just got to push it out and hope for the best. And Vince has it almost all the way out, all by his lonesome. And it's just hanging there on the edge of the doorway. So I'm sitting there just shaking my head going, ugh. I go underneath the couch by the end, and I lift it with my shoulders and my neck and all that to get it off of there. And Vincent's having a friggin' hizzy fit. Oh, now put it down. And I'm like, back up. So he backs up, and I'm going, now go forward. And I said, you have to put your end down first, or you're going to snap my neck off. So we finally got that done, and then the chair that goes with it is about 350 pounds and just as wide. So we get all that stuff brought to the storage unit because it's all being saved for Alyssa for when she moves out, and then she can move it all on her own. So then I went to be Mary and was moving my stuff out. The basement flooded, So then after that, we went to Applebee's, where my daughter now works. Yay! Oh, and I had fabulous Chinese salad. Oh,
did you get it free?
My God, no.
Just started. That's not going to happen yet.
Yeah, and we were at the other Applebee's location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then last night during the supermoon, I was doing some more sweetening jars, let me tell you. And I did a particular one. I can't really say what it was for. But a lot of it was getting rid of negative cords and all that stuff. So I've got that out in the windowsill, and I got my little candle burning on it. And then later that night, all of a sudden, Alyssa's in bed, and I'm sitting here in the dark with the dogs, and we hear boom, 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 boom on the front, on the door. Dogs are going insane. I go running to the door. There's nobody there.
Oh.
No.
What does that
mean? What does that mean?
Not very happy little dark critters wandering about. Ooh. They don't like exorcism herbs. Let's just say.
Wow.
That is really scary. So
that pretty much has been my fun and exciting week, except for driving my daughter to and from work, because she still doesn't have a driver's license, and is most scary when she's driving. Let's just put it this way. First time out of the gate, she turned a corner and went up on the boulevard. And then at the top of a hill, it was going 70 miles an hour, and when I mentioned that she was going such extreme speed, she slammed the brake and went into a fishtail.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So, I'm a little nervous taking her out on the road, needless to say.
You got to do it.
I'm going to make her dad do it.
Practice.
And the thing is, it's even worse now because I have a new car to destroy.
Oh, yeah.
Can't she drive your old one?
Well, I got to bring it in and get it fixed. And we're having trouble finding a new rim for it since I bent it the last time I was at your house with it.
I remember.
Yeah. And because it's an older car, it's hard to find the rim. So, but that's going to be her car. Yeah.
Hmm.
Probably in the year 2046.
Nice.
Ash, what'd you do?
I went to a wedding.
The best wedding ever.
It was crazy. Let's just say everything was pushed back because the bride wanted it to be. And they forgot to call and confirm with the caterer when their wedding date was. So they only brought half the food because they thought it was a different day. And that was one of the problems.
And the bride was a bridezilla and the mom was a momzilla.
Momzilla yelling at people.
Something in this arrangement here would say to me, maybe I shouldn't be marrying this psycho family.
You would
just
assume.
Saying. So all the omens.
I agree, mm-hmm. Right? So I just drank.
That was good.
It's the truth. They want the truth, Mom. They can handle it. They're my friends.
Okay.
How about you?
I had a really fun week.
What did you do?
Okay, the Mounds Theater started, or they had their opening of Night of the Living Dead, which it was like a live action thing. It was like an interactive play. And the first night it was creepy and cool and fun and funny, but a lot creepy. The second night they really stepped up their makeup. And it was horrifying.
Was it?
Oh my gosh. I was doing concessions in the ticket booth and all of that. And they had it down pat, man. It was like watching the damn Walking Dead. And I would turn around and they'd be right there and they stayed in character. And they're like, only like with weird screwed up. Oh, we can say that. Fucked up faces. And I'd be like, oh my God. And they're like, you know what we're doing. And I'm like, I don't care.
I know. Why do you do that?
So they stayed in character the whole time. And like during intermission, they'd be walking through a crowd's coming to get like their drink or their candy or whatever. And they would turn around and they'd be right there with their faces and they're all limped out making those creep out noises. and they were freaking the people out.
Really?
But it was so good.
Did people love it?
People loved it. In fact, I had people come in during intermission to buy tickets for this coming week. It was crazy. And it was sold out to the point where I added 10 chairs.
Was it really scary?
Was there nibbling going on?
No, nobody nibbled. They pretended like they were going to, but they didn't. It was,
you know, if it was a sexy zombie, I'd like a little nibble action.
There was faces falling off. There was no sexy zombies. Oh, but remember the lady who made the fairies on a stick and stuff? She made some specific smaller size with zombies. They were a hit.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So it was really cool, and it's going on again this weekend and the following weekend. So if you want to have a fun time, come and see me.
Is it really scary? Like, would I think it's scary?
No.
Now, the way you said that, it sounds like you're a prostitute.
What?
For a good time, see me. Wink,
wink. Oh,
yeah,
wink. That's a good point.
But really.
But, yeah, come see me anyway. So, yeah, no, I think you should come. I think you'd have a good time. There's the second half is darker than the first half. That's when they start really coming with the dark and the lighting and everything, and you're like, okay. But yeah.
So that's why you wanted me there, to protect you.
Yeah. Hello.
And you hate zombies, so it's so funny zombies. You're surrounded by them.
I was completely surrounded by the dead. Sorry, the undead.
You just bring a hand pocket full of raw meat and just hand it to him and go, brains?
Although, you know what I figured out?
What?
If there really ever is a zombie apocalypse, A, you don't bite me.
Right, for sure. Lesson learned,
thank you. But I actually think that we could survive at the Mounds Theater. I do. It's got candy and popcorn and water and wine and beer and pop. You can't get in. I mean, if they break the glass, but if they're like the olden time zombies, they can't really break glass because they just kind of bump up against it.
She's looking like a zombie right now. It's so funny.
Okay. So is there a 10-year supply of food in the mouth?
No. But
because you could be in there for 10 freaking years.
Right. I get that. But, you know, we'll leave a car so we can run to the store every once in a while when the zombie's sleeping. But also, there's a bed up there on the second floor that you can't get to unless you have a ladder. So, and we could lock ourselves in the projection room because they can't get in.
Yeah, but here's the thing. After the picture that I got at the Mounds, I don't think I want to be sleeping there with people peeping at me.
I totally forgot about that picture.
Oh, it's so creepy too.
T, explain. Okay, so we won't sleep in that side. We'll sleep on the other balcony. But explain what you got.
Well, when we did our investigation, I was just randomly at the beginning just taking pictures because I got eerie feelings from the corners of the stages. So I'm just taking random pictures, blah, blah, blah. And then after we had come back, after a while, we came back, sit down on the stage. I'm sitting there and I'm going through my pictures. And it's like the fourth or fifth picture I took. And it was like, what the And I zoomed it in, and sure as shit, there's the face of a man with a mustache, and he's staring us down. Yeah, and I got heebie-jeebie-jeebie up from that, and I just I got it blown up to 8x10. Just, you know, I really got to look at this. And I have another picture where it wasn't in the same spot, and it's clear as a freaking bell.
Wow.
And you can see his facial features. Like, it's not just your matrix thing because he's not in the other picture.
Yeah. You can tell the bottom part is the fake tree that was up there. But the upper part of that head, no.
And he looks angry. Doesn't he?
And amazingly, one of the guys that was on the investigation with us, he said that he was up there and had an experience.
Oh, yeah.
Guy. Wasn't that where he saw the guy? Freaked out?
No.
That's another time, but still freaky.
Yeah, still freaky. All right, so if there is a zombie apocalypse, we'll sleep on the other side.
Yes.
It'll be fine.
And on that note, we'll take our first break.
Good idea. You are listening. I was going to say you are sitting with the Littabell. You are listening to the Sip Spell Show. Last week I made up all kinds of words. Did accidentally. You? Yes, I don't know what it is. Anyway, we're going to take our first break.
Had lips like candy, hair floated like water, skin like velvet made the whole damn world slow down. She was a preacher's daughter, never did what daddy taught her, and a rebel in her soul brought her to me. And the river was wide. She flowed from the mountain straight across the great divide. And her heart ran cold, but her love runs deep. She's fire on the mountain, wrecking everyone she meets. She's like rain when she rolls in, but that sunshine and the thunder makes the loneliest heart wonder if the ride is worth the pain. Might not be still clouds in sight. Oh, but don't you worry, friend. She's coming round the bend. She's holding lightning in both hands. It's not time for me to go. River has my heart, she's the keeper of my soul. On one side of the water, sweet everlasting grace. The other side could end your life and steal your breath away. She's like rain, she rolls in, but the sunshine and her thunder makes the loneliest heart wonder if the ride is worth the pain. Might not be storm clouds inside. Oh, but don't you worry, friend. She's coming around the bend, she's holding lightning in both hands. That's all she knows to do. She's tumbleweed a rolling, river running wild, hurricane a blowing. She's calm after the storm under an Appalachian sunset sky. She's like rain, she rolls in, but the sunshine and her thunder makes the loneliest heart wonder if the ride is worth the pain. Might not be still clouds inside. Oh, but don't you worry, friend. She's coming around the bend, she's holding lightning in both hands. She's like rain, she rolls in, but the sunshine and the thunder. She's coming around the bend, she's holding lightning in both hands.
Welcome back to the Sip Spell Show. We hope you enjoyed that first lovely song. Lisa?
Lisa? Oh,
welcome to the news, everyone. Teresa, drop me a beat.
Beedy, 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 beep, 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 beep.
With a little bit more soul.
Okay. Beedy, beep, 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 beedy, dee, 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 dee. It's news with Ashley.
That was literally incredible. Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome, darling. I love you ever so.
I love you ever so. First one, Christian's angry that Tonto is pagan in Lone Ranger film. The new Lone Ranger film has been a critical and box office disappointment. Oh, but the fact that the Indian character Tonto is not a Christian has upset some Christian conservatives because they're not always mad anyway. Ted Bayer of the Christian Film and Television Coalition is also upset that the U.S. government is portrayed as bad and the army is show... What? Okay. The army is show killing Indians. Someone didn't proofread this.
Clearly.
Which is historically accurate. The government is bad. The army is killing Indians. The bad guy is a businessman. The military-industrial complex is bad, complained Bayer in his review on Movie Guide. The pagan elements triumph because you're looking at it from Tonto's point of view. It's not Buddhism. It's not Hinduism. It's mishmash.
It's a mishmash.
It's a mishmash.
It's Tontoism.
This is true. Side note, if you're wondering, we're like under 100 days until Halloween. Isn't that really exciting?
Yes.
I saw that countdown. Okay, sorry. Okay, ooh, back on the family's movie review site, plugged in, also slammed Tonto for not being a Christian. Tonto's worldview,
give her some sugar.
Tonto's worldview, meanwhile, is a wash in Native American spirituality, the review states. As mentioned, he believes the white horse is a spirit horse. John becomes a spirit walker. Everything's filled with magic and portent. That's not a word.
It's a word.
Oh, that's a word. Even the dead cow Tonto wears on his head is a tell. And every now and then it moves.
Here's the thing. Native Americans, they have their own spirituality.
Crazy. Crazy, right?
Stupid.
You're not allowed to have... Oh, God. People suck. Okay. The next one. Fox News contributor blames contraception mandate on extraordinary creeping paganism. Oh, Lord. Look at that face. Pagans and uppity feminists. That's not the way that you start a story. But let me begin again. Pagans and uppity feminists are responsible for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services 2012 contraceptive rule, according to Fox News contributor Liz Trotta. In a Sunday speech on Fox News attacking the Affordable Care Act, Trotta described the so-called contraception mandate as a brazen violation of the separation between church and state. The HHS mandate requires employers to provide health insurance plans that cover FDA-approved contraceptive drugs and devices at no cost. Catholic officials have said the regulation violates religious freedom of business owners who have a moral objection to the use of contraception. Trotta claimed the Obama administration was attempting to placate perpetually outraged feminists by imposing the new rule. Some would add that much disregard is deeply rooted in the extraordinary creeping paganism that makes a mockery of the so-called separation between church and state.
Woo!
Not to mention the president's very oath of office, she added. Trotta concluded her attack by suggesting that Vice President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi could be Catholics if they supported contraception. She told Pelosi to stay out of her church.
Oh.
You know, it's these same freaking Christians. Not all of y'all. Yeah, I got respect for the most of you. But these idiots in control up here in the hierarchy, they're constantly... Don't use birth control. Oh, my God. And yet, when people are having babies out the wahoo because they're not using it, they bitch about welfare because these people can't afford their babies. Make up your frickin' mind.
I agree.
The next one. Paganism is on the rise in Britain. A YouGov poll in Britain shows that at least 38% of adults do not believe in the Christian God and are becoming more and more attracted to several forms of paganism. As a result, the Church of England announced a proposal on July 12th that states they would like to create a pagan church that has mainly Christian content. Yep, that's 100%. You're right. The Church of England hopes that in doing so, that they may keep some of the 38% from becoming pagan. It's not clear why the Church of England feels that paganism is such a huge threat to them, aside from the fact that paganism was once a primary religion of the region before Christianity. Census data that was released recently shows that paganism is now the seventh largest religion in the United Kingdom. More surprising to the Church of England is that the number of pagans in the United Kingdom has doubled since 2001. Last month, the summer solstice celebration at Stonehenge attracted over 20,000 people to the site to take part in the pagan ritual. With that many pagans in one place, it's no wonder that the Church of England may be worried that Christianity is on a downhill slide in Britain. Christian churches in Britain are working hard to evangelize the pagans and Anglicans. Is it right?
Yeah.
Have even had information booths at pagan events throughout the region. As you might imagine, these booths are not popular, but pagans worldwide are known for being hospitable and all welcoming, so they are not turned away. The Church of England's proposal for a pagan church has many people questioning the theological compromise that could take place if such a church was created. An Anglican agency called the Church Army. Oh, God. The Church Army has also made similar suggestions of a pagan church. Steve Hollinghurst with the Church Army told the BBC about his idea, stating that was looking into a pagan church where Christianity was very much in the center. On the Church Army's website, they describe Steve as being researcher of the themes of contemporary spirituality, the New Age movement, and mind-body-spirit fairs. Once his comments reached the newspaper in Britain, Steve made a post to his blog stating, "We as Christians need to acknowledge that and recover our own tradition of the divine feminine." He went on to say that pagans have put Christians to shame when it comes to the environment. However, he denied wanting pagans to join an Anglican church. At this time, it is not clear if the Church of England will succeed with their pagan church idea, but it is clear that 38% of young adults in Britain are not Christian and that most of that 38% are pagan. Interesting that they just want to mask it.
Yeah, kind of take it over. I'd also like to note, just a side note, that if you cannot just become a minister or ordained by the Church of England. It's very much like becoming a Catholic priest. You have to go through years and years and years of school, and it can't be done online. You can't just order and pay for it and become and say, "Hey, I am a ordained minister with the Church of England," because that's a bold-faced lie. The world is upside down, so we need to make sure that we make a difference and we try and change that. That's mm-hmm. our job. Our job is to change that, because that's just not right. We need to take back our world. Mm-hmm. Not just our light. We need to take back our damn world. And not all, I think we've been kind of bashing the Christians, and that's not our intention.
I'm bashing the hierarchy.
The hierarchy, yes.
That's who I'm going for, because they make damn sense, and they pass all that stuff down the line.
Right, but the normal, every day-to-day Christian.
No, I don't have any problem with
it. Yeah, they're fine. It's the ones that are on top making the ridiculous rules and the mouthpieces. Mm-hmm. They're the ones causing the trouble.
Or the extremists.
Yeah. And there are extremists in every faith. There are bad apples. Every single one. And once again, if somebody tells you that they are ordained minister from the Church of England, they are lying.
Run! Run! And if they bring you to their pagan church, run, because it's not.
Right.
And I just had the other day some... I'm on a loop on this because it's pissing me off. Couple of the little tiny friggin' neighbor kids. My daughter is walking home and they're yelling at her, "God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve." Oh, and I'm going, "You little fuckers." My daughter is a lesbian and I'm fucking proud of her.
We are all proud of her. This is not the freaking 1800s. I don't understand. People are dumb. This next story, you're going to really go off on. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Breathe.
What's that name? Gomer?
Gomert? I have no idea.
Gomert says, "Suffer not a witch to live." Washington. Congressman Louis Gomert, or Gomer, go dumb is really what it is, has taken to quoting scripture lately. Exodus 22:18 said the Texas First District representative at a rally sponsored by the Republican Study Committee Thursday, "Suffer not a witch to live." Unusually forceful in his language, Representative Gomer was wrapping up a speech advocating a bill that called for stricter regulation of witches, covens, and other occult-related organizations in several states along the Mississippi River Basin. Supported by 17 members of the House Tea Party Caucus, as well as 3 House Democrats, the bill is set to go to committee next week, but is already receiving harsh criticism over First Amendment and other maintains that building on provisions of the NDAA, the bill enhances the ability of the NSA and the FBI to monitor witches and would put into place reasonable and common sense provisions for cracking down on some of the Mississippi Delta's more notorious covens. Gomer likens these provisions to anti-gang legislation. He also claims they have precedence in the anti-sorcery statutes of Arkansas and Alabama. Said Gomer, concluding his speech, "Folks, our forebears burned witches. If you believe Exodus, we ought to do the same. All we are advocating for is a superior tool for law enforcement. All we want to do is fight terror at home, just as we do abroad." For recent comments having to do with burning and fire, Rep. Gomer has come under fire himself, according to some on the RSC. One source explained to me that last Tuesday on Capitol Hill at an informal gathering of the bill's narrow circle of supporters, known by its detractors as the Pendle Hill Club or simply the Pendlers. Gohmert was accosted by three other members of Congress, including Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who proceeded to rebuke the bill, calling it idiotic, and Gohmert a what? Cretinous?
Yeah, I guess.
Hayseed. Capitol Police were called to interview when, at some point, a Pendler seated behind Rep. Wasserman managed to briefly set her skirt on fire with a cigarette lighter. No arrests were made. How? And according to the source, the ignition of said skirt has been meant as a joke, but the whole affair has cast a pall over Mr. Gohmert's anti-witchcraft campaign.
Can you believe that?
You know what? I am so sick and tired of them using freaking Exodus law. If you want to do that, then you little SOBs, you need to start killing people who are adulterers. Because it says in Exodus that if you're an adulterer or you're even adult for looking at someone else's wife, the punishment is death. Let's start doing all those laws, shall we? Shall we go out and sell our daughters to the highest bidder? You know, I'm sick and tired of pick and choose Bible verses. Ugh.
Not okay, only that, but that is still clearly not a separation of church and state.
No,
for one. Also, if you actually look at that Bible sentence, or I can't remember what to call it. Oh my gosh, I used to be a Bible thumper and I can't remember what it's called. If you go back in history and where it actually was translated, it has nothing to do with witches. Do not suffer the poisoner, because people would go into the villages and dump poison into their wells. And so, yes, they're like, yeah, somebody tries to poison our city or our village, yes, we'll kill them. Had nothing to do with witches. It has everything to do with Constantinople, who obviously had a small penis and had issues. and so he was making it all about women. If you notice, after him, translations changed significantly. And that's where women aren't even supposed to technically pray. Only the men are allowed to pray.
Also, a man tried to set that woman on fire and he didn't get arrested. How is that even fair? You get prison time for that. They have it backwards.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, in Texas, women aren't smart enough to rule their own bodies now. So there you go.
Our country's so upside down right now. We need to take it back in a peaceful way.
What do you think they're really planning for? Like, this is all what is that? A mirage or something? You know, like, what are they doing really?
If you ask Teresa and Josh, they're going to go off.
Okay, well, sorry about that.
With that, let's take our next break.
Dee 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 dee.
Nothing, just a way to I got to be on the man, I'm mad, jump on,
Bell Show with Ashley in her last show, her last official show, and our beautiful titillating tea. So that was quite a bunch of little news there. So with Ashley leaving us, we are going to start all of our new plans and scheduling starting next week. We are going to introduce our first book for book club next week because we're starting a book club. And what else, T? Oh, words of wisdom.
Ancient words of wisdom. And how they apply to today.
Which is going to be very cool. We're going to expand on our magical side. We're going to talk about the herb of the week and the stones of the week and we are the Sit a Spell Show. We should be doing more things on magic and about empowering you. That's why we do this show. We do this show to empower you and to help you with everything you need and to change the perception of witches out there and pagans. Anybody that believes in something that's different than I don't want to say the norm, because we're starting to become more mainstream. But we are here to hold your hand and to help light your way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Until I go on rants. But
until T goes on rants. And then when she does that, I sit quietly and let her go on her rants. And I read a book, watch
book
a little
TV. Book of the
TV.
Week, in yes. fact.
Yes.
Where's your crown?
I have my crown in my bedroom. Up against it's up against the set of candles and it goes perfectly. Let me tell you, it's beautiful. And it's so sparkly.
I know.
So I think we had a good show. Ash, thanks for this long run that you had with us. It was delightful. And I'm sure that we're going to get lots of emails saying, oh, boo, but she's going to come back. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
But you were wonderful.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, everyone. Love you.
I love you, Ashy Angel Face.
Oh, God. Well, I'll see you later, T.
In a dark room at a Mounts Theater near you.
Possibly, actually.
Probably, actually. Yeah. So, T, you got anything else for us? Any?
No, I'm trying to breathe and ground myself right now. Sorry for ranting and raving. I just lost a little bit of my anger today. That's okay. And scene.
And scene. Oh, and we'd like to say congratulations, by the way, to Craig and little Ray Goss, who had little Logan a couple of days ago. Absolutely beautiful little boy.
Adorable.
He really is adorable. And we'd also like to congratulate Josh on his 19th year anniversary with his lovely, beautiful bride. And we'd also like to congratulate Kate and Will on the birth of baby Cambridge. And now you know for a fact, here's my theory. So you know how the Kardashians have been keeping that baby North under wraps? Nobody's seen her. They're not going to get any attention anymore because the baby, the royal baby, the new king, third in line, just was born. So how much you want to bet all of a sudden there's going to be a big people spread, or the baby's going to accidentally get seen by the paparazzi, all 7,000 of them? That's my theory.
I think it's a legit theory.
I think so.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much our show for the week. It was a strange one.
See you next week.
You won't.
Well, I'll see you.
Yeah, you'll see me. So, T, have a wonderful week. Hopefully I will see you sometime this weekend if you come to the Mounts Theater.
I will probably have to come to protect you.
Thank you, because they're scary.
I will do that.
Thank you. If you come on Saturday, there's a lot of people that you know that are coming.
Uh-oh.
No, in a good way. And, and they're not undead. They're part of the living. So with that, my darlings, what's the rule? You are going to go out and make somebody's day and make somebody smile at least once every single day. That's your homework. And you are going to remember that you are perfect in every single way. In every single way. Don't
even during anger rants.
Especially during anger rants, especially when they're powerful and from the heart that in a good way. You're not meaning any harm to anyone. You were only trying to protect and to change the view, because it's ridiculous what we read today. So be kind to each other, my darlings, and always remember to always, always, always take back
your light. Take back your light.
Yes, it be.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.